Good morning, I'm Sasha Keir with the latest news, sport and weather. Starting with national news, rescue services are reporting three injuries in two accidents yesterday evening. Around 5:45 in Esch on Boulevard Charles de Gaulle, two cars collided and one person was injured. Two people were injured after 7 o'clock between Cal and Rumelange. Two vehicles were also involved in this accident. A young neo-Nazi has been sentenced to 8 years in prison, six of which are suspended after his trial in July on charges including violations of weapons laws, planning terrorist attacks and membership in a terrorist organisation. He will also serve 5 years probation, conditional on completing a de-radicalisation programme. In other news, firefighters in Hong Kong have extinguished the blaze in seven high-rise buildings, but the death toll has reached 94, with many still missing. It's the city's worst fire disaster in almost 80 years, with three construction company employees arrested after the flames apparently spread via bamboo scaffolding. President Trump has confirmed the death of a National Guard member shot in Washington, with a second victim in critical condition. The suspect, who arrived from Afghanistan in 2021 and worked with the CIA there, allegedly drove cross-country from the West Coast to carry out the attack. Donald Trump is using the National Guard shooting to announce stricter immigration measures, including suspending immigration from, quote, third world countries and reviewing all Afghan nationals who entered under President Biden. Russian President Putin says he's open to peace negotiations, but remains firm that unless Ukraine cedes the territory Russia demands, the war will continue. Kyiv is rejecting those demands. Russia currently controls a fifth of Ukrainian territory. President Zelensky has hinted at a crucial meeting next week, possibly with Donald Trump. And the Louvre in Paris is raising admission prices for non-Europeans by 45% next year, from 22 to 32 euros, after October's jewellery theft exposed security shortfalls. The museum is hoping to generate 15 to 20 million euros annually, with Americans and Chinese visitors particularly affected. In sports, Luxembourg's men's basketball team has won their first pre-qualification match for the 2029 European Championship, defeating Ireland 89-77. They face their second group match on Sunday away in Baku, Azerbaijan. And in Formula One, the second-to-last Grand Prix of the season takes place in Qatar this weekend, with the World Championship still undecided. Lando Norris has a 24-point lead over teammate Oscar Piastri and over Max Verstappen. The sprint takes place tomorrow at 3 p.m. and the Grand Prix on Sunday at 5 p.m. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. This morning starts off misty again with little to no chance of sunshine. It will be foggy and grey throughout the day with patches of rain throughout. In terms of temperature, it'll be 4 to 6 degrees this morning, rising to 6 to 8 degrees in the afternoon.